So what were you thinking about in 1993 when you came up with this idea of the Yankee Doodle Pops?
Actually, the idea was born in my mind about 5 or 6 years before that, Jacqueline. I did a lot of work with the Minnesota Orchestra, both during the winter and in the summers, and part of my responsibilities there for 7 seasons was to do a lot of outdoor concerts as part of their summer festival or other activities. There was a series called Symphony for the Cities up there, where the orchestra would go to various locations outdoors and play for people in Faribault and Terrace, Minnesota, and Anoka and St. Paul and so on. And one of the concerts I conducted was the first 4th of July concert that they did on the steps of the St. Paul Capitol grounds. And it was in conjunction with the Taste of Minnesota, which was a big ethnic food festival at the time. And they told me to expect about 20, 25,000 people, which in those days was a big crowd, but almost 100,000 showed up for this concert. And I turned to the then president of the board up there, Richard Cizik, who was a good friend. And I said, you know, if I ever have my own orchestra and they're not having a Independence Day celebration, I'm going to start one. So the old adage, be careful what you wish for, happened. And so when I got to Des Moines, the very first concert that I conducted was in 1989 at Living History Farms. And we did that for 3 or 4 years and then decided to move downtown and see what we could do there. The very first Yankee Doodle Pops concert was on actually on the steps of the Capitol building, and about 20,000 people showed up, and we thought that was a great crowd. But as you know, it's continued to get bigger and bigger, and this year we expect well over 100,000 people.
Well, since that time, you've also added your O Say Can You Sing competition. Tell us about that.
We have. This is a competition where singers from all walks of life come and audition for us. Last year, we had, I think, 26 singers that audition a week or two before Yankee Doodle Pops. And we have a panel of judges, and they choose one that they like. And then this person sings O Say Can You Sing, the Star-Spangled Banner, with us in front of all those people.
And you've also added this Yankee Doodle Drive Against Hunger.
We have. That's an important part of our mission with this concert. You know, it's a side of life that we don't like to think about or talk about very much, but we actually should think and talk about it a lot more than we do. But there are many people in Des Moines that are homeless and less fortunate than all of us, and we owe it to them and to help them in any way that we can. So we invite people to bring some non-perishable items to the concert. Since it's a free concert, everybody can get in their cupboard and find a can of soup or something that they would like to donate. There's areas that you can donate all this food to, and it's going to help somebody in need.
Tell us about the Des Moines Symphony's 25th annual Yankee Doodle Pops concert, which is going to be on Monday, July 2nd.
It's a pretty amazing event in that I could tell you stories for hours of people that I've met that come every year. And I met a family that came with their blankets and chairs, staking out their spot. And they had come for 15 years, and they had had both grandfather and then a young son killed in action, one in Vietnam and the boy in Iraq. And they come there to celebrate the independence of our country and to remember them. And this family, I believe, had about 20 people attending this reunion from all over the country, California, Arizona, Minneapolis, and so on. And I think there's a lot of stories like that that we can tell about Yankee Doodle Pops. But it's, we believe, the third largest Independence Day celebration. There is only third to the National Mall, a concert with the National Symphony in Washington, D.C., and, of course, the Boston Pops concert on the Esplanade.
So your concert's called Simon Sings America. Tell us about that.
Well, the person that I have invited to sing with me more than anyone in all my years here, and especially with Yankee Doodle Pops, is Simon Estes. And as your listeners know, Simon was born in Centerville, Iowa, and went on to graduate from the University of Iowa and then became one of the world's most famous opera singers. He virtually has sung in every opera house in the world. And, you know, I remember growing up as a kid seeing him sing Wotan or seeing him sing the Toreador from Carmen or something. And he's just a remarkable man and a very special human being. He's got a great message and a great history in singing for Iowans and singing for people all over the world. So I've invited Simon Simon to come back with us, and he's going to be doing, of course, some of his standards with us. I Got Plenty of Nuttin' of George Gershwin from Porgy and Bess, and God Bless America, of course, Old Man River, and Climb Every Mountain. So we're very excited, as always, to work with Simon and to share him with our community.
Tell us about some of the other musical selections you have.
One of the favorite parts of this that we do every year is where we salute the people who have served in the armed forces or are still serving in the armed forces. This is a big part of our feeling about Independence Day and how all those people that worked hard and in some cases made the ultimate sacrifice to keep us free as a nation. And so we salute the armed forces by playing every single armed forces song and asking those that serve to stand so we can honor them. And that's always a very poignant part of our program. And as always, we do a lot of what you would expect for a 4th of July celebration, a lot of Sousa marches. We're doing the Liberty Fanfare of John Williams, which he wrote for the 1976 restoration of the Statue of Liberty, which he conducted at that time on Ellis Island. We're also doing, of course, the 1812 Overture, fully equipped with the cannons and fireworks and everything else. So this is one of the grandest celebrations in our country, and I'm just delighted that it's right here in Des Moines, Iowa.
And you're also paying tribute to Leonard Bernstein, and you're doing a work by an Iowa composer.
We're sort of using that as a teaser for our season next year with the Des Moines Symphony, which starts in September, which is celebrating all things Bernstein. As you know, he was one of my mentors and teachers and someone that made a tremendous influence on my life. And so we're doing many of his popular pieces, including the Symphonic Dances from West Side Story and the Divertimento and, of course, Candide and other pieces. We're even bringing to life that very first 1943 broadcast that was broadcast over CBS radio of his debut when he filled in for Bruno Walter in Carnegie Hall, his first time conducting the New York Philharmonic. And we're also doing the last movement, the pitchfork movement, of Michael Dougherty's American Gothic piece. Michael Dougherty is a wonderful American composer born and raised in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and is now currently on the faculty at the University of Michigan School of Music. Michael is a very prolific composer and was inspired primarily by American icons such as Elvis and Route 66 and Mount Rushmore and Desi Arnaz, all these wonderful American symbols that we love. Michael has written this piece called American Gothic based on the Grant Wood painting. And the last movement is called Pitchfork. It has a virtuoso concertmaster solo in it, and it's a terrific piece of music. We played it a couple of years ago and commissioned the film to go with it, and we'll be able to show the film, of course, on the big screens at the concert.
And, of course, you have the Sousa and the Tchaikovsky 1812 Overture.
Yeah, it would not be a 4th of July celebration without Sousa marches and 1812 Overture. And, you know, even though the 1812 Overture of Tchaikovsky was written not at all had anything to do with the American Revolution or the American independence, but it is one of the greatest pieces ever written about how adversity and oppression can be overcome and triumph will prevail. It is truly a great piece of music and one that seems perfectly appropriate to play at an Independence Day concert of the United States of America.
And, of course, you can listen to Iowa Public Radio's live broadcast if you can't make it to the Yankee Doodle Pops concert in downtown Des Moines.
It's always a very special part of what we do, Jacqueline. I get letters every year from people that have either come to this concert for many years that drive anymore or are in retirement homes or something, people in hospitals that are listening to it. So you provide a wonderful service for all of us, and including those people that would love to hear the concert but just can't be there.